Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Strumming my pain with his finger.
One time.
Singing my life with his words.
Two times.
Killing me softly with his song. Killing me softly with his song. Telling my with his words killing me softly, with his song.
Bow, 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 bow.
This is Wyclef Refuge.
They only made one album, right?
No, I think they made more than one, didn't they? No, 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 no.
Is that the same? Was that a different one?
Oh, no, no, no. I know it's a different tune, but
I know that whole album was.
Oh, no, 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 no. Sorry.
I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while.
I can't stop, man. That's what I do.
Man.
Come on, everybody.
Strumming my pain with his finger.
One time.
Singing my favorite.
Two times.
One of my favorite Wyclef songs, the one he did with Mary J. Blige.
Oh, yeah.
This is why our show needs to be streamed on TV.
Yeah, because me dancing. I think they had two studio albums.
Right, they didn't make
and
very much.
They did a bootleg versions, and then they have a couple other compilations.
No, because then she left, and Wyclef started producing for other people and doing a lot of collaborations.
Yep.
Whoa, are you guys watching ESPN right now?
Nope.
I just saw a list that may make your heads explode.
It says can't get much worse up on my TV
right now. Well, before that, I'll rewind. It said it had the rankings of the top 12 teams most likely to win a Super Bowl.
Yes.
And they're going in reverse order. So the 12th is the Bills. 11 is the Cardinals. And guess who is the 10th most likely team to win a Super Bowl?
The Dolphins?
The Browns!
Leroy, comments?
I mean... Look, they got to get that one position fixed. And once they get that fixed and have some consistency there, they do have talent. They do have some talent on the field. They're decent defensively.
Perception-wise, right, we are never going to look at Cleveland as anything but a loser until they win, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to further just clarify.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, you can give me an offseason and on paper put the Cleveland Browns down with like the most amazing team, and I'm not going to believe in it until it does something.
Like the Raptors?
It's like this. Anytime a team like, say, Cleveland has success, it's one and done. And until they get, and people are going to hate that I say this, until they get to somewhere like where Cincinnati was for that stretch, they didn't win anything. But every year you had to contend with Cincinnati. And they would make it to the playoffs. Until they get there, you're never going to have any hopes that they're going to be successful. You understand what I'm saying? Because they might have a stretch. They might be decent this year. But you're going to always say, it's just one year. It's Cleveland. They'll find a way to screw it up.
The year that Derek Anderson led them to 10 wins?
Right. Right. And then the next year they were...
Derek Anderson just fell off.
He was, right.
Or the year Kelly Holcomb, they were up 31-7 against Pittsburgh in the playoffs when Butch Davis was their coach, and Pittsburgh came back and beat them, and then they weren't the same after that. Butch Davis got fired soon after.
Right, but teams.
By the way, Butch, I love you. I can't believe you picked William Green over Clinton Portis. Maybe the worst move ever.
The what now?
He picked William Green from Boston College over the guy that he knew in Clinton Portis.
Oh.
The draft. How'd that work out? Not bitter. Calmer than you are.
He wasn't running a team, though, was he?
Yes, he was in charge. Calmer than you are.
Because he said he wasn't going to go.
Calmer than you are.
Well, somebody said, as far as the city, got to win consistently. Cavs won a championship, and Indians just went to a World Series. Yet that city is still thought of as losers. Because usually football runs the...
Well, also because that city is full of ingrates and the people there are losers.
You think?
Yeah. Including the radio host, Goldhammer.
He's funny, though.
No,
man,
he's not funny.
He is funny.
No, he's not.
He's funny.
He's like a leprechaun.
A what?
Leprechaun.
A leprechaun sounds like a fungus on your foot.
No, a leprechaun sounds like something I might be interested in putting butter on.
Right. Hey, you always think.
Speaking of which, Dr. Pimple Popper last night. Yeah, it's my girl. It's my girl.
Dude.
Listen to me. Listen. I understand. It's not for everybody. I have a few.
It's for a lot of folks because a lot of people watch that show.
Let me tell you what. They did it good. Now, listen. I like on the YouTube videos, there's a lot more banter in the office, like between the nurses and stuff like that. And you kind of get into the personalities in the office. They didn't really showcase that on the show. But what they did a great job of doing is like really playing up the stories of these people whose lives are dramatically affected by these skin issues, these huge lipomas that are like big freaking humpbacks on their necks and all this other stuff. And I liked it, man. It was a great show. I'm going to watch it like 700 times. Now I just need Dr. Nail Nipper or the Toe Bro to get a show. What? I love watching podiatry videos.
Man, I got to tell you.
I love, man.
I don't know. I don't.
What?
Like,
that's all I do at night.
I get how people could be so consumed by the body and what goes wrong with it.
Oh, I love some bodies.
Stuff like that. But I would say,
yeah,
in most cases, mm-hmm, where people love the human body and love the things that happen and how to heal and all that, I would have to say they would show a little more interest in one's own body instead of WebMD.
Tell you right now. I'm going to go to my YouTube, tell you what I have.
Somebody said Goldhammer is Cleveland Beast.
He is a PD. I'm pretty sure.
He's the PD, not the assistant PD.
No, he is the PD.
Yeah. Here's what I have a subscription to, okay, on my YouTube. I've got this Dr. Mellett guy. He's an ER doctor in Georgia. Dr. Oye, he's an ER doctor in Georgia. The Toe Bro, who's like the equivalent of a Canadian podiatrist up in Toronto area. Dr. Nail Nipper, she's a podiatrist out in Minnesota.
She just spends her whole life doing hangnails?
I got Leo Krawitz. He runs a podiatry clinic over in Tampa. I've got Dr. Paul Thomas, who's kind of a wackadoo, who doesn't believe in like vaccination, but he's a cool pediatrician, so he's got some stuff going on there. I've got Mr. Neil Rithiath. He's like he gets earwax out in England. So I watch those videos. Then I got my Dr. Pimple Popper. Then I've got Audiology Association UK, another English place that gets out earwax. And then I have a thing called Only Human, which is like bizarre medical cases. And that's what I watch every night. It's part of my routine.
I would think you'd be a little more.
Don't you also follow a Twitter account that has the freakiest sports injuries?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I don't need to watch that. I've seen too many myself.
So where she saw in person?
A tight end. It was a little damp out. We were practicing. Tight end ran like an out route. He went to slide inbounds, put his elbow down, and his elbow popped through the front of his arm.
Yes.
Like he put his arm down and went, boop. Also, we thought a guy was dead. because, you know, like DBs wear their helmets not as tight.
Why?
Because they don't usually never hit. So they're a little looser. They're not as tight. They're comfortable. And they actually hit, and his helmet scratched. His face mask went up and scratched the top of his head. And he was shaking his head. And when he turned over, it was so much blood that everybody on the other team just freaked out. It was crazy.
How many times, and it's not funny, I can't tell you how many times I've been watching some sort of sport activity.
Now yes. We just got to find Dr. Belly Popper for Beast.
Yes, I know. One would think if I was this much into health, I would care about my own health.
I just said that.
Yeah, I know. Yes, psychologically it makes no sense, but that's why I sit on the couch every week. I can't tell you how many times, I don't know if anyone else does this, but I've been watching some sports activity and some guy gets absolutely pummeled. I'll be like, he's dead. Like, how do you survive that? Like, whether it's a hit in football or like a Gordon Hayward type of injury, like, just like, how do people live through that? I have no idea.
Like, the hits that you think are catastrophic, those aren't the ones that hurt the most. It's the freakish ones. The you know, you plant your foot and...
A la Willis McGahee, which I was right. 10 feet from.
Right.
I could hear him screaming and crying.
Right. Like,
I will never forget that.
Yeah. I've never had an injury where... Now, I was hurt pretty bad.
Bro,
but...
you've had some injuries. I mean, you've talked about it. You didn't have any where you were yelling in pain?
No, I was in pain. But I'm saying not... Like, I never had an injury where I thought, oh my gosh, until after the fact.
Wait, I thought you, didn't you have one, where you woke up somewhere else?
Yeah, in the hospital.
I mean.
No, but I didn't, I was out. I didn't have to live through it.
Turf toe?
Someone says my YouTube subscription list sounds like a serial killer's playlist. Robbie, do the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
All right, well, the city commission meeting is going down right now as we speak. They're in a conference room. They have a table, people in suits. There's probably bagels. And they're hammering it out right now about whether they should push the soccer stadium on the Melrose Golf Course and if they want to put it to a referendum in November. So that meeting is going down right now, assuming it's starting on time. Right now as we speak.
You're just going to stop there?
Well, leaving a room for comments.
That's
how the headlines work.
It ultimately comes down to referendum. It ultimately comes down to... The thing that worries me about this, and I talked about it yesterday, and I don't know... You have a different take, I know that, but you don't live in Miami-Dade. And I did for a long time, is the people down there, when it comes to anything that has to do with, like, sports and referendums, just feel worked over. I know this is all private money. I know it's completely different. They just, it's like they just,
well,
they have
here
PTSD
here,
from that.
Here's the problem. Okay? Tell all your city managers and your politicians to stop being so damn crooked so everybody can get an honest answer about what's really going on, and that won't be an issue. Other than that, I don't know what to tell you. If everybody in this project is having a hard time getting the people to trust them, then just look in your past.
What the hell was that?
Little chimer.
Let me ask you a question. That was me. That was my phone. That was my computer.
Because yours happens all the time.
You're a repeat offender.
That's the only time that's only happened to me.
Shut up, Robbie.
And first.
So for you, it's allowed.
Because it only happened once. That's the first time.
Mm.
I keep everything else on vibrate.
A chime is not the same thing as the phone ringing.
And then
especially
you
put your ringtone
to the mic.
By the way, I can't get my It used to be I couldn't shut off my ringer. Now I can't get it to ring.
Good. Can we do that with your mouth? No. He's trying, but he's holding back. Let's go, Robbie. Let's see how long he can do it. Let's see. As I was saying, I don't blame the people for feeling the way they feel, even though the circumstances are totally different. But all the people involved in this need to look at their past to understand, why would these people feel this way? Well, you know what? Look at all the stadiums and the people that you build stadiums for. Namely one who doesn't even own the team anymore, right? Guess what? That's why they feel that way. So every time you come knocking at the door, everybody has a problem. Kind of like politicians.
Oh, fool me once. Oh. And then.
I'm almost ready for Beast to talk if you're going to add that, Robbie. But no, like really. Really, if they did a better job of explaining to the people what was really going down instead of trying to pull on the over their eyes, we'd be fine. And they could go right through this and not have any problems because they've been honest about what's going on. Okay? Moss wants to build the whole area. But guess what? That's the same thing that the Marlins said. So why would the people believe that? You want them to approve something, and then you want them to for you to keep your word and do what you say you're going to do. Well, they got duped by that once. So understand why any vote that involves the people might not go so well. I agree with that. I understand that. Are you going to really be quiet the whole segment? Oh, because I can talk.
Well, we got some more headlines coming out. Obviously, we're tracking the Kawhi Leonard stuff nonstop, and now there's reports out that he might. The Raptors are the co-favorites with the Spurs for who he's going to play for next
really?
Year.
Really?
Yes.
The Raptors?
Plus 200, the same as the Spurs.
So now, when they say when the season starts, that's when it matters,
yes,
right?
That's, yeah, if you place your bet now, it depends on when the season
so
starts.
So if they were to keep him until the trade deadline,
No, then you would lose that bet.
If you
bet on the Raptors, you would lose that bet.
Okay.
If you bet the All Spurs right. and they trade him at the trade deadline, you technically win because right. by when the season starts.
I mean, who? Lowry? You think the Spurs want Lowry?
I mean, I think they're committed to DeJounte Murray, their new point guard, because they let Tony Parker go. Well, I don't know if they want Lowry coming in there.
They weren't paying Tony Parker $5 million because he was coming off the bench anyway.
And he wanted more of a role, like with Charlotte, when he's got his assistant, who's not coaching the Hornets.
Right. I mean, other than that, I don't think nobody knows anything about Kawhi.
Well, he doesn't give any information.
Ago, 2 weeks ago, he was going to be a Laker before LeBron decided.
Then it was Philadelphia. Now it's Toronto.
Right. You know what would be great? If Kawhi would say anything.
Yeah.
Say something. Not you, Beast. We got this. Anything else, Robbie?
Oh, yes. So you guys are probably wondering, because our World Cup final is set. It's going to be Croatia against France. And in this past semifinal yesterday, Croatia won. And our girl, Kolinda, she was not at the game. She was at the NATO summit meeting.
Time out. I need to talk for 1 second. How did you pronounce her name?
Kolinda.
She's not from the Dominican Republic.
I was trying to do it in the way my accent came out. I was trying to do it like Kolinda, but it didn't come out right.
I'll go back to not talking.
But anyways, you guys are probably wondering if she's going to be at the final, and she has confirmed that she is going to be there, and she's probably going to be sitting next to the French president. And I'm sure they'll have some sort of friendly wager going on.
Really?
You guys want the sound?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't exactly watch the game, but we followed the game over dinner. The atmosphere was wonderful because all the allies were cheering for all of us, mostly. It's good that actually four teams from the alliance are in the finals. And President Macron and myself agree that we'll see each other in Moscow on Sunday, so I'll be cheering for the team.
There you go.
She speaks better English than anybody in Russia, right? Goodness. Well, she did go to Arizona State, right?
She went to New Mexico for high school. Yeah.
And she lived here and went to college here and then went back just to become president. Of how many people? 4 million?
4 million.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, there were more, but then Yugoslavia disbanded and now they're only at 4 million.
Not before. When did that? Robbie, that was a Robbie. Robbie! How long ago did that happen?
A while ago. Probably the late 90s.
Right. She was here.
No, yeah. Before the late 90s. Yugoslavia broke up like in 90-something. 91, 92.
Early 90s. Same thing.
He used to be more. She has been president of 4 million people.
Yeah.
That's like a third of Floridians. We got 12, 13 million in Florida.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah. All right. She still went to New Mexico and is now president of Croatia.
She made a prediction. She says Croatia's going to win.
Speaks very good English. Who has that game?
Toba has that game. And France is favored by half a goal.
And he picked Kolinda. Now, do they play till the death or do they have...
No, play till the death.
They don't.
I mean, they have penalties, yes. If it gets down to that, penalties will decide the winner.
Oh, like 2006 they did it. I used to think I didn't want that. But then when I hear, man, playing 2 hours of soccer and then keep going, because you're playing 120 minutes.
You only have so many subs you can use. You can't sub guys in and out. They're playing nonstop 2 hours.
Well, they're not running nonstop. That's the biggest misconception. Hey, by the way, soccer people, get off the constantly running thing.
By the way, she went to George Washington.
No.
She's a colonial.
Wait, but how did you say New Mexico?
Well, she went to high school in New Mexico. Yes. She was like, it was part of a foreign exchange program.
That is right.
Yeah.
Okay, so we weren't talking about college.
No, she's not a Lobo.
Oh, you keep making sure you stay fresh on your mascots?
Soccer players run close to 10 miles a game if they're at certain positions.
So they're all like LeBron, or they're just super slow on the court? To preserve their energy?
I mean, I got to tell you, there's a lot of standing around out there. There is.
Yeah, there is.
You go play that game.
No, I picked football. American football. Right? You go. I tell you what.
I did.
I know you. No, no, no.
I was a goalie and a great left fullback. Great left fullback. I could slide tackle. Huh. Imagine me coming to take you out.
That door just keeps opening. I'm not going to go in. I want to go in, but I'm not.
We'll see what happens after the break.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Did I miss? Did someone die?
I've come. You were silent the last second.
Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping.
Point for me. I'm just kidding. You don't have to give me a point for that.
So, while we're talking about this, tomorrow's my wife's birthday.
What are you doing?
I mean, here's what sucks. You know me, right?
I have an unused cheetah thong if you want to borrow it.
We could all get in that thing. This is a good family.
It's like a Costco thong. It's family sized.
So no.
What was that? What was that movie Road Trip? Where?
The big girl. That was awesome.
But here's the kicker. Very rarely, you know, does somebody like my birthday present was unbelievable. Right? I mean, we went to Jamaica. So that ain't happening. Right? So, you know, I ask her what she wanted, and she always does how come, like...
Oldest trick in the book.
Women! No. Women! Look, you ask a man, what do you want? We go, boom, 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 done. Go ahead, give me that, I'm happy. Right? All I wanted from Father's Day, I want a couple of those Yeti cups. Right?
You get anything? Get that?
Yeah.
Okay,
I
good.
Got that. That's it. Fine. So, I asked her... And she wasn't real, you know, nah. I know she likes, and so it's harder.
So my wife and I have basically agreed at this point that we don't give gifts.
You don't get a card?
No, cards, yeah. Yeah, a card, yeah. A little something, a little tchotchke, as we would say in the Yiddish terminology. but nothing big anymore. Like, I used to go to Tiffany's. I used to get purses or, like, all this stuff. I used to go out of my mind.
Not that big.
Not anymore. Okay?
Here's all I do, Listen, Beast.
Times have changed.
I want to get something, and the cost of it does not matter. It's I want to get something that shows that I was legitimately thinking about her enjoying her birthday.
So what are you getting? You can't say it because she works with people that listen to the
right.
show.
I have some ideas. She wants to
you
get
haven't done it yet?
No.
You going after the show?
Yeah. She wants a gift card because she likes to go to all these little places. So I always get a gift card, but that's not, you know. She likes to.
Okay, I mean, whatever.
Yeah. But no, you can't, like, that's too easy.
What's for dinner tomorrow night? You doing something a little special for dinner?
No, because
you're cooking?
Her and Rebecca are going swimming with the dolphins on Sunday.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Really doing it down at the Seaquarium?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Cause she promised Rebecca when she was 10. She's 10.
Yeah, we made the promise to Zach when he was 10 he could get a cell phone, and then we ended up having to go through with that.
Well,
does he have an iPad too?
He has an iPad. He has a cell phone.
My daughter said she's not ready for an iPhone yet.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't let her talk to Zach. Zach will talk her into it.
No, she...
And
no.
Let me tell you what. These kids... I'm going to sound like an old man. Listen, I text a lot. You text a lot. We all text a lot.
No, they text. Oh, my goodness.
Holy crap! My son's phone does not freaking stop with the stupidest stuff. These stupid 10-year-olds have a damn conversation. Not like, my mom made me pick lemonade. It was good. Like, that's what's coming through. That's what the brainiacs are talking about. My mom just got us barbecue chicken. It's tasty. That has to be a text. I swear to God, I want to throw his phone. And he always chooses the most annoying rings. Now it's like a dog barking every time he gets a text. Oh. Oh. Worst idea ever. And then he does this thing. I don't know if Rebecca does this. My son does this thing. Anyone out there, 67974 on the text machine. My son will make us watch one of his shows. Right now, suddenly, he thinks he's a 13-year-old girl, and he's into Sam and Cat and iCarly and Victorious. Okay? So I have to put up with Ariana Grande's annoying, bleeping voice every night. Okay? But not only does he do that, so he takes over the television, right? But he watches a different show on his device while making us watch a show that we don't want to watch on the television. And I'm like, Zach, how could you, like, you can't watch that. Like, can we watch something on this TV and you watch something? No. No one can. I own everything. Spoiled brat.
Here's how that works.
Love you to death, Zach.
What I do is, well, first of all, me and my daughter like the same shows.
Lucky.
Now, I don't watch the little cartoon crap she watches.
Oh, no. Oh, well.
But like Cloak and Dagger.
No, I don't
We
watch
both watch that yes. on Sunday. Yeah, it's not bad. So I'll watch that. And, you know, we all have our own TV, so we just do it that way.
Yeah, well, so lately I've just been going into the bedroom and I've been like telling the wife and the kid, listen, you want to deal with Ariana Grande's annoying voice and whatever? Good luck to you. I'm going to the bedroom. The bedroom TV, the speakers just failed. So I have to have the LG people, it's still under warranty. The LG people come out and fix that. So last night I had to go upstairs to my son's room and he's got a decent TV, but it's not, you know, 70 inches like the other TVs in the house. It's like a, you know, 30 inch TV. First world problems. But he also has it, like, up on his bookshelf. It's not a great angle. And I was watching Dr. Pimple Popper, and the one time I wanted a big HD TV so I could watch my girl pop pimples and have just pus flying out.
Why?
In HD. The one time. No, I got to watch on the little TV. I digress. Anything going on with Mello?
No.
He's still in the Thunder, as of right now.
I thought weren't they supposed to make a decision like within 48 hours with their article or something like that? Like,
but they allowed him to meet with, you know, the Heat and the Rockets.
Come on.
And Spo likes Carmelo.
Let's be clear. Okay.
Spo wants him to play the four.
The four spot from the end of the bench and come off the bench?
The four spot on the banana boat.
I brought that up yesterday and the day before. You guys were like, come on.
Carmelo said he doesn't want to come off the bench. His exact words were, I'm not coming off anybody's bench. I'm like, all right. What?
So it says you can use Beast Thong to tarp off a section of seats at Dolphin Stadium.
I guess. I mean, look. I usually let those thoughts leave my mind quickly. The fact that he put that much thought into it is
true.
You guys want some Carmelo odds?
Yes.
The same site that gave us the Kawhi Leonard odds. They have the Rockets as the favorite at +125, but the Heat are at +150. And then the Lakers are at +550, then it drops after that.
Wait.
Who was at the top? Sorry.
The Rockets at +125.
Oh, that
no,
makes
so
sense.
That means if you... No, it's the other way then, Robbie.
Well, the Rockets are the favorite.
At +125.
Correct.
Okay.
No one's a minus favorite.
Right. Okay. All right. Serena's in the finals. That's right. Man, can you imagine that?
Having a baby and just...
Go play in the Super Bowl and after having a baby. Something like that.
Well, that would be odd.
No, I mean, come on. Arnold Schwarzenegger did it. You remember that movie?
That's a point.
What movie was that?
What was the movie when Arnold Schwarzenegger had a baby?
Did he play in the Super Bowl after?
No, he's a man. Just figure that out. Does he have to? He don't have to play football. If a man have a baby.
Well, that happened. Wasn't that guy on Oprah or Dr. Phil or something? The guy that had a baby?
No. Really?
Yeah.
Junior was the name of the movie.
Junior.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I didn't really see
it. Was
that
it with
movie.
Dan DeVito? Remember he had that stretch?
That was Twins.
Twins. Remember he had that stretch where he did a whole bunch of movies with Dan DeVito?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to tell you.
I like Twins.
What about Kindergarten Cop?
It's okay. You know what movie?
Throw Mama from the Train.
No. You know
what? Erwin doesn't have any friends.
you know what movie I love with Arnold Schwarzenegger is the one with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh,
the one that was from down here.
The one that, when he was a spy.
A spy, yeah.
Right,
that
and
scene
then
in
she
the hotel
was
room.
Right.
Oh, and then she clocks him over the head with the phone. Spoiler alert.
What's the name of that movie?
Tom Arnold's in it too.
True Lies.
True Lies. Yeah, that's a
yes.
good flick.
That's when she was hot. Then, like 5 years later, she was in another movie, and I'm not so hot. She got like.
Well, she's a hermaphrodite.
Who?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
No, she's not.
It's the word on the street.
Remember when Arnold Schwarzenegger played Mr. Freeze?
Yeah, that was horrible. Look it up. Jamie Lee Curtis, is she a hermaphrodite or not? I think she was born with both things, if you will. Why are you looking at me like
that? She used to be really hot. Because you make every...
Oh, well, she was hot in Trading Places. What? Point for Robbie, even though we couldn't say that on the air. Can't say it on the air, but point for Robbie.
I got to tell you, I think Robbie is probably like 2 for 30, but his two hits are 500-foot home runs, so we like him. Other than that, a lot of swing and missing.
Yeah, that one was good, though. Can you look it up? Get to it after the break. I got to talk about boobs.
Texas said that Jamie Lee story is false, according to
Sims. I don't believe it.
They said the same thing about, what's her name, that's married to quarterback in Seattle.
Oh, Ciara. Yeah, she's on the list. No, I have the list open. It's like top 10 people most likely to be, that could be hermaphrodites, and she was on the list.
This ain't Montez Yahoo.
It's Montez and the Common Kings, right? Is that what this is?
Just says Montez Yahoo.
Hold on. Let me listen. Oh, you know what this is? This is Montez Gentleman and Kimani Marley, I think. Let me I gotta get to the chorus. Why we misunderstood when we fighting for the same war? I'd like to be the wager. I'm on Buds? That could be Collie Buds. I think it's Matas and Collie Buds, maybe. He's done so many collabs. I can't keep it straight. He did one with Common Kings. He did one with Gentlemen and Keith Marley Marley. He's done a bunch of them. Wagwan.
It wouldn't have been a good idea to play the Aerosmith song, right? I was going to, but then I said, you know what? I'm going to get in trouble. So
dude looks like a lady.
Yeah, no, but that's different, though.
No, she doesn't. I mean, she
doesn't have an Adam's apple.
I mean, she could have had it removed at birth. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't apply, so I don't think I would have gotten as much trouble as I thought.
Never mind. I love the amount of emails that go floating around. Where did it go? Here we are. This is the story I really wanted to talk about today. Because, Leroy, this is the one that you will lose your mind. I'm just going to read the title.
Okay, go.
Florida man with no arms stabs tourist. An armless Florida man was arrested Tuesday after he allegedly stabbed a tourist. Jonathan Crenshaw is a homeless street artist in Miami, Florida, who frequently paints on canvases near tourist attractions and around South Beach. Crenshaw, 46, uses his feet to paint and allegedly used his feet again to stab tourist Cesar Coronado, 22, after midnight on Tuesday. Miami Beach police allege the artist clutched a pair of scissors in his feet and stabbed the visitor twice, according to the Herald. I shouldn't be laughing, but the visual is just unbelievable. However, Crenshaw denied the claim, said he was acting in self-defense, telling police he was lying down and Coronado, who was visiting him from Chicago, punched him in the head. Coronado's friend, City Barrientos, told police this was not the case, but rather her friend was simply asking Crenshaw for directions when the street artist jumped up and allegedly... So if he's holding the scissors in his feet...
Wait. See, there comes a point in every story where you have to question its validity. So now, let me get this straight.
Yeah.
A man with no arms...
Correct.
Holding a pair of scissors.
Correct. In his feet.
In his feet.
Yep.
Jumped up.
Yep.
And stabbed somebody.
Correct.
He need to be playing a sport. That's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. So, from that standpoint, I can't get a visual anymore. Like, I was okay. Ooh, I could see okay.
I mean,
jumped up. But check this out.
Yeah.
Here's a more incredible thing. So, in effect, a one-legged man with no arms jumped up and stabbed you with a knife or stabbed you with scissors before you could run away? Think about that.
Yeah, something seems shady here. Also,
yes. Story don't sound right.
As unbelievable as it sounds, still more believable than Kung Fu Panda trying to kick something off my head.
Yes. He's still stretching for it. I would say
at the company picnic, he's like, "No, the hammies are too tight today."
I would say, you know, why don't you come in with some shorts or maybe some Under Armour pants or something like that, cuz them skin tight work pants ain't gonna get it done.
Supposed to do it in a gi.
Yeah.
By the way,
that's what his size is right now.
Someone on the text machine, this is, again, does not represent the views of Entercom. Someone on the text machine makes a Robbie joke.
Oh, jeez.
Does this mean he can't be charged with armed robbery?
That's minus one.
That's a plus one.
No, it's a minus one because that's not even what armed robbery means.
Still.
Idiots. See, please find a security video of the stabbing. Oh, here's another one.
Yeah.
How did they cuff him?
By his feet.
They have the leg restraints.
Okay.
I watch Cops, man. I know what's up.
Again, you see all the stuff we're saying, yet a person couldn't get away.
Yeah, I'm guessing even myself, as as slow as I am. Should a man want to stab me with scissors, that whereas he would have to pick the scissors up with his feet and jump up to stab me.
Wait. Is this, tell me if this is accurate. Leroy, it's obvious you didn't watch the movie Crippled Avengers. Is that a movie?
It's just the Avengers that are crippled?
I don't know.
No, I don't know.
The Hulk's on a wheelchair?
I don't understand. I don't know.
Now people are trying to get into like the physics of this. Was he holding the scissors
in one foot
or both?
Wait,
did he jump up and stab and then let go of the scissors and then land on his feet? I don't know.
Understand what I'm saying.
Looking at his mugshot, it doesn't seem like this guy's too agile, but you never know.
But the people telling the story said he jumped up. What type of police officer is not going to try to figure that out and say, how did he jump up, man?
You know the police officer's got like the notepad there, like taking down the story, right?
And it stopped right there because
and they're like, okay, fine. He stabbed you with scissors and he's holding his feet. Okay, that's a little weird, but I get it. But what, he jumped up to stab you? How did that happen?
I don't know.
We'll be at the Hard Rock tomorrow.
Really? Are you going?
Yeah. What are we getting for lunch, huh?
It depends on what time do stuff, whether I go or not.
Okay.
There's a lot of good places in there, man. There's a deli.
I know the food court. I've been around the food court. I went there the other night.
The other place has some great wings.
I got some chicken and broccoli from the Asian place before the boxing match.
Oh, yeah. We were there for a long time.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
It was worth it, though.
Robbie found himself in poker heaven.
There was better fights outside the ring.
Yeah, we'll discuss that. Well, we will talk to you from the Hard Rock tomorrow. Maybe there'll be some NBA developments to get to.
Ooh.
Robbie will have his Magnificent Seven. We will do our Doom picks. Do we have to do our Doom picks?
Yes, we do. We still have to do them.
Do
tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, we can do them tomorrow. Tobin already sent his in.
Yeah, the only game that was today was the Summer League game. That's the only game that was today.
Wait, I have a Summer League game. Do I have to make
it? No, you have a Big Three game, not a Summer League.
Oh, that's right.
Game.
I have a Big Three. That is correct. So I will. We will all talk to you tomorrow from the Hard Rock. Come visit us at the Poker Room. It's a great place. Otherwise, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.